Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk ends his run with Doge today and admits he hasn't always seen eye to eye with the administration, telling CBS Sunday Morning.
I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to. I also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Musk will join President Trump in the Oval Office this afternoon for a joint news conference. The Department of Homeland Security has published a list of hundreds of cities, counties, and states it designates as sanctuary jurisdictions. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us.
The targeted communities generally don't cooperate with immigration agents. They say not cooperating makes migrants feel safer coming forward if they're a witness to or victim of a crime.
Last year's runner-up is this year's winner at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Hey, Claire C. Small. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-E.
13-year-old Faison Zaki from Texas came back from a late-stage flub to take home the winning prize of 50 grand. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. Joanne Krulatz shares important information.
UW Health adult trauma Dr. Patrick Sheehan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Keeping an eye towards the safety of any source of heat or open flame, just making sure that the area doesn't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter or other flammable objects, not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame. And that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way. If it's at all possible, having a water source such as a garden hose or a bucket of water, or if there is a fire extinguisher around, just knowing where it is and that it's within easy grabbing distance if needed.
Sheehan says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed.
The Portage County Historical Society would like to help you preserve your personal past with a special workshop series. They'll hold the workshops one evening per month to give you practical tools to organize, care for, and share your personal history. There is a cost for these workshops, which begin in June and continue until September. You can find out more at pchswi.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a three-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after the crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Turang? Who is Jackson Chourio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team, is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a four-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Right now, 53 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It hasn't got the email yet.
And good morning and welcome to Mornings
with Pat. Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
I'll take the blame on that one. That's on me.
This is what happens when you haven't guest hosted the three-hour version of the fantastic Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. Guess what? I ain't Pat Kreitlow.
And this is my second week.
I'm Todd Allball, usually joining you from 2 to 4 across Civic Media in the afternoon, but happy to fill in for Pat while he is away for the day. And we're along with producer and engineer Parker Olson, who is taking the baton from Greg Bach, who is not going to be in the mornings, but he'll still be guest hosting Matt and Air on Air and occasionally popping in here. So... No, I didn't. Pat's so big that they gave him 3 hours now.
He's larger than life.
He really is larger than life, and the hair of Ted Baxter. So I mean, it's fantastic. So I haven't been on the show since. So I didn't know there was a brand new introduction.
No, actually, I was supposed to play that at the top of last hour, and I forgot to.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I'm glad you didn't notice and point that out for me.
It was all good. But we'll bring in a professional's professional. She's always there when you need her. She's got great information, and she's just a lot of fun to be around. It's our meteorologist, Ms. Brittany Merlot, joining us. Brittany, help a couple of dudes out.
Good morning, Todd and
How
Parker.
Are you?
You guys got this. You're doing just fine. I think the intro was perfect, honestly.
For me, giggle. Yes. Yes. Very, very, very nice of me. Going to be some wacky and, well, maybe not wild weather, but it's going to feel a little eerie out today, Brittany. Explain why.
Yeah. So it looks a little eerie, feels a little weird. I mean, we've got a little things changing. So what has happened is we've got northwest winds pulling in some wildfire smoke from Canada. So an air quality advisory has definitely gone out. That's going to be in effect all day today. It should expire by tomorrow morning. Now, that's going to create the haze in the sky. It's going to block some sunshine in spots. It's causing people with, sensitive, health issues to not really feel so good. I've got a headache from it, to be honest with
you.
Yes, I do. I had to Google it, too. I was like, is this a symptom? It sure is. It's causing, inflammation in the body and stuff like that. So... if you feel a little crummy today, it's probably from the wildfire smoke.
All right,
gone tomorrow.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh. Yeah, so I was going to say it's going to be gone tomorrow. We have a cold front dropping through the state today. It's going to be moving north to south, and it's going to spark up a few scattered showers. It's already doing so right now off of Lake Superior, kind of moving into the Rhinelander area. And a lot of shower chances continue into the Fox Valley, lakeside of Lake Michigan. And then we could see some rumbles of thunder early this evening. Now we could see gusty winds, baby size hail with that, nothing too strong. But that should help clear this wildfire smoke after it passes. So highs today getting nice and comfortable, kind of warm for some of us, mid to upper 70s, possibly some 80s far northwest. We'll put that on repeat for tomorrow, minus the wildfire smoke. We'll put that on repeat for Sunday, maybe a few degrees warmer. And then Monday, it gets really sticky and warm, almost hot and humid. We could be hitting 90 degrees in some spots.
As Jen Clampett once said, well, doggies, that's going to be a, that's gonna be a hot one. All right, now, Brittany, timely indeed, as the great sports reporter Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because here we have now three ill people. Headaches, sinuses, allergies. What we really need is a doctor, and just right on time with a question of our own, our very own Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us via StreamYard this morning, and she's going to be here for the half hour. Dr. Lyerly, you said you had a question.
Hey, everybody. I do have a question. I have been feeling tired, Brittany. I couldn't explain it. I went to bed at like 10 o'clock last night, and I woke up tired at 7. When did wildfires start becoming a problem? It seems like just a couple years ago we started seeing this haze and it was a huge problem. Has this always been present, or is this another consequence of climate change?
Oh, unfortunately, it is another consequence of climate change. This has not been a problem. I mean, for as long as we have lived, we haven't really seen this thick of wildfire smoke make its way through like a couple of years ago. Right now in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, they've had evacuations that they have never seen in their lifetime. So, yes, this is out of control. There's 160 wildfires burning right now into Canada, and half of them are not contained. We've got three pretty big ones in Minnesota, too. And I was starting to think back, too, in the past. I used to live up in Minnesota, and that was the first time I was like, oh, there's wildfires in the United States? And they had them on occasion, but very small scale. There was only a couple that, you know, made records and stuff. But now it's just on repeat, repeat, repeat with these above-average temperatures, drier conditions, drought conditions. You get one little lightning strike, you toss one cigarette butt, one spark of an equipment. And this can happen. I mean, one of those massive ones in Canada was caused by a human.
Wow.
So.
Well, glad to hear it's only going to last a day or so this time. And I guess thankful for the storms, as long as they're not severe, because that'll help move some of this smoke out. Yes. And then time to break out the flip-flops and the shorts, Brittany, sounds like, later on.
Yeah, it's actually the first day of summer in the meteorological world on Sunday, June 1st. Really?
Meteorological summer. All right. Yes. Well, that's good to know.
So if you want to go by that, you can call it summer starting on Sunday.
Right. Seems like a reason to celebrate.
Yeah. I agree.
100%. Brittany Merlot, we appreciate you so very much. Have a fan-dang-tastic weekend, and we'll talk to you with Pat on Monday.
Sounds good. You too, guys.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Brittany Merlot, everybody. And it is now 12 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. And as we said, she has her very own program now here on Civic Media on Saturdays. She also happens to be a fantastic person, a great friend, and also a gynecologist, the one, the only, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. How the heck are you?
Oh, Todd, I'm tired. Like I said to Brittany, I just am so weary, and usually I'm pretty peppy. So
you
think about what's happening in the world, you know, and it's the weather conditions. It is the air we breathe. It is the food we eat. It is the things that are happening in our lives. It is our relationships. I mean, the conversation we had the other day about your liver.
Exactly. Well, let's get, and before we move on, but before that, I want to make sure I get the, because I, with all these schedule changes, I'm lucky. Ask Luke Mathers. I'm just lucky to show up on time for my own show these days. When is your show on Saturday? When does it air now on Saturdays?
My show airs at 3 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays on WGBW and WISS up in Northeast Wisconsin. So Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. And this week, we've got a banger of a show. It's all about Medicaid. Everybody's talking about Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So I've got two Medicaid advocates from the area, people who have been banging the drum. These issues are affecting them personally, and they have talked with their legislators, or attempted to. They've really tried to help people understand what this means. It is going to be an informative show. I think it's going to be a really helpful show for people who are wondering, what's the big deal with Medicaid? You find out at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And this is fantastic. And the reason I asked is because, you know, I live here in Madison. And for people that might not live in the Green Bay area or Fox Valley, you can still listen live to the Dr. Lyle Show. Just download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device and scroll down to WGBW or WISS. And you can listen right there anywhere in the world to show. And you can also catch it in podcast form at civicmedia.us as well. Looking forward to that. All right, you brought this up. Those people that might listen to our show in the afternoon on Wednesday, right before I went on the air, I got some news from my doctor, and I thought, well, this would be kind of funny because if Dr. Lyerly is available. And so like 5 minutes before I go on the air, I texted you, and you were kind enough to pop on the air because I've had kidney stones for a number of years. I've passed two. That ain't any fun. And I've still got a couple more, and I was having a little pain. And like, well, you haven't done an MRI on the kidney stones in a couple of years. Let's take a look and see how they're doing. It turns out they're just hanging out, and they're fine. They said they discovered that I have, quote unquote, a fatty liver. And I thought that was kind of funny because I don't consider myself a heavy drinker. And they say it's the kind that's not caused by fatty liver. So I thought, well, this will be funny. I'll have Dr. Lyerly come on and talk. And she, right before on the air, you said, you know, Todd, do you really want to talk about this? Because this is kind of serious. I'm like, wait, what? But it led to a larger discussion with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen about men's health. And that as dudes, we too often think, I'll be fine. I don't need to go to the doctor. And talk to us a little bit about guys. I know you're a gynecologist, but you're obviously an MD and you deal with a lot of patients. Talk to us about why in particular it's important for guys to take care of ourselves.
It's important for all of us to take care of ourselves. The problem with guys is that you tend not to go to the doctor as often as women do. And it's these kinds of illnesses like fatty liver disease, like your cholesterol, your blood pressure, diabetes, these things creep up on you. It's not like you wake up in the morning and you're like, I just don't feel good. Maybe I have a touch of the diabetes. I should go to urgent care. These are right? This is why you have to go and get your blood drawn and have your blood pressure checked and do all of those routine things because they do sneak up on you. And early intervention makes all the difference in the world. Heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women. It tends to strike men earlier. And if we can cut it off earlier, treat blood pressure issues, keep your sugars in control. And that doesn't mean you're going to go on medication. Sometimes it's just changing your diet or getting some additional exercise, lifting weights, attending to your mental health. Your mental health has a huge impact on your physical health. So those little interventions can make a huge difference in your overall health and your well-being, how you live your life and how satisfied you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Trigvi is a couple years older than me. He's 57, just got his first colonoscopy, and he's like, you know, it really wasn't a big deal. You go in and get the IV and you wake up. You don't remember anything. So he did that.
The prep that gets you.
Right. Right, the drinking of the all the chalk or whatever they give you. But I took your advice, Dr. Lyerly. I reached out to my primary care physician. I have an appointment with him. We're going to follow up, talk to a nutritionist. It appears now I have stage zero of fatty liver disease, which is nearly fully reversible if I just change my diet. So
that's great.
Yeah. So it means a Mediterranean diet, they tell me, which I'm now pitching to Luke Mathers. The show is going to originate now from Italy. So I'm very excited about that.
Can I guest host?
Sure, come on over. Because you really can't get a proper Mediterranean diet unless you're in the Mediterranean.
So you know, one in four people have fatty liver disease. It is really, really pretty common. Right. And like you said, Todd, if you catch it in the early stages, it's reversible with simple things like a change in your diet. We're not talking a total overhaul, just making some different choices when you're looking at, should I get this for lunch or should I get that for lunch?
Right.
Knowing which would be the better thing. And also recognizing that because you're eating maybe chicken instead of a hamburger, you're not suffering. It's okay. They're both going to satisfy you and they both taste good.
This has been like 12 years ago. That back when I was making real money, I had a personal trainer and I went four times a week to a personal trainer. I lost 21 pounds. I was down to 151, wow. Best shape of my life. And then, you know, eventually after about 5-6 years, I didn't do that anymore. And now I'm back up to 178 or so. So it's not like I'm hugely obese. It's more, I think, what you're saying, that I'm sitting doing the show, and I'm eating at weird times and then not eating well. So it's a great reminder to all of us, guys, gals, whoever, just take care of ourselves. We only got one us, everybody. And there's only one Dr. Lyerly. She's going to come back, talk about a new bipartisan bill in the state legislature regarding breast cancer screens. Talk about that with Dr. Lyerly. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Donald Driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio our good friend, Allison Bruner, with the Southwood County Historical Museum. Allison, it's good to have you with us.
Hi, James. Thank you for having us.
It's always good to talk with you guys. Please say hi to Phil and the gang, everybody over there for us. We appreciate them, and appreciate you guys keeping history alive over there and having so much fun. We're going to have some fun today because we got a lot of events and exhibits to go over. Let's kick things off with a good one coming up, I believe, June 1st, right?
Yeah, this Sunday, June 1st, as James said, we have our speaker presentation from Brett Barker. He's actually the chair of the History Department and International Studies at UWSP. So he is very graciously joining us to talk about recovering the Civil War through letters and diaries.
As I've mentioned to you and rambled to Phil for years, I'm a nerd about history, love history. I get really, the more involved it gets or the closer it gets, I like American history and then like local history and just get more and more entwined. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of the stuff that is going to be covered in this is really common knowledge. I think a lot of it is going to be new to people, along with some stuff that I think maybe even fill in some blanks in some ways. And it should be noted too, Brett is really good at this. He's been doing this for a very long time, knows what he's doing, knows what he's talking about. And I feel like it's one of those things that
The thoughts that you have about it, I think, come up more in the conversation and when you're listening to him and everything. I really do think this is something for everybody, and everybody should attend.
Absolutely. We recommend all age ranges, especially what's particular about this one. It's in coordination with our current traveling exhibit, Becoming the United States, which focuses on gleaning information from primary sources. So that's exactly what he's doing with the diaries and letters. This is our interpretation of what they're writing, but we're getting it right from the source. So I'm really looking forward to what he can tell us more.
It is fascinating. Just as a loose example, we're still finding dinosaur bones.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that might seem, oh, what's the big deal? Well, that's amazing. That's pretty darn amazing, considering how much we've dug up of this planet and everything already, and that we're still discovering stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's very similar with our history, and where we are still discovering things that we think we understood or we knew quite a bit, and we're getting more and more data on and more information on. And this is a really great resource for this, too, because this comes from recovered Civil War letters, right?
Yeah, yeah. And really, when you think about the study of history and being such a fun topic and area, you think you might know the answer now, and 50 years down the road, something new comes up and it completely changes. So it's always an evolving field, and it's fun for people to keep coming back and learn more.
I don't know if people think about that with history often enough, but it is an evolving field. That is such a good way to put that. Mm-hmm. It's a fun part of it, too, especially for those of us that like to attend these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love the combination of that going along with the touring exhibit. That's a really fun combination of those things. So again, The Real War Will Never Get in the Books, Recovering the Civil War Through Letters and Diaries, is going to be going on this Sunday, June 1st at 2 o'clock over at the beautiful South County Historical Museum. And again, thanks to Brett for doing that and being a guest on that one. That is really fun. Mm-hmm. Got some other great things coming up as well. Go ahead and teeing you up for it. What do you want to talk about next?
Yeah, all right. Well, we also, last time we were here, we talked about the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival.
Yeah.
So that happened. They put together a fantastic exhibit that had the Hammerstrom history, the festival group itself. So now through the end of the season, the folks at Wood Trust Bank put together a really fascinating display talking about their years in the community. They were founded in 1891 as the Wood County National Bank. So it goes over well over a century of who's kind of been there, how some things have changed, and there's some fun bits of nostalgia there for people to enjoy as well.
Allison, I'm glad you brought this up. We love our friends over there, great people over there. And from what I was seeing in the newsletter and some of that, it seemed very successful. Seemed like things went really good.
Yeah, yeah. And we last year we featured things on the First National Bank on Grand Avenue. So there was the Witter connection with them. So we wanted to be able to showcase this year, the bank that's still locally run. So how fascinating that it's been going as long as it has and still serving the community.
Yeah, great to hear. Went well. I wanted to mention the 3rd Street Walking Tour as well, and remind people about that. You guys already had one of them come up, but you got one around the corner. How did the one on May 21st go?
Well, unfortunately, have to cancel
that. That's right,
that.
Yes.
So the weather was kind of dreary, kind of cold, and we thought, you know what, we're going to wait and hope that the weather holds for the next one. So next up, we have June 8th, so that's not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. We have Phil Brown, who's our vice president, and all things historical information. He's leading the tours at 1 o'clock and 2:30. So we still have a couple spots available. If you're interested, you can give us a call at the museum. So we start from the museum. We kind of wind our way along the sidewalk on the west side. We talk about the Nash family, the Brazo family, a couple spots along the way. We go to the hospital. We have such a fascinating medical history in town, and we kind of hit along a few spots along the way. Last year we started the tours that had been a number of years, and we had a nice age range. So it's another one of those we recommend anyone of all ages to join us.
It's, you know, I think especially when it comes to people, they've spent maybe their whole lives in this town, but people like myself that have been here for, you know, half my life pretty much, there's buildings and streets that I've gone down that I enjoy or I like the look of them, but I don't know even a little bit of some of the history.
Yeah.
This is a real good opportunity to get it it, get that information, and from one of the best sources you can. Phil is such a good talker, much fun with this stuff. His energy, if I just met Phil, I would have thought he just started, because he's just got that same energy from the first time I talked to him and everything. Just really enjoys what he does.
Absolutely. We always joke with them. We're like, okay, Phil, you got to remember to try to keep this around an hour. And sometimes we have to send him a couple messages. We got to start wrapping up.
I can see that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not only a great chance to hear those stories and stuff, but also gets into the architecture of some of these awesome styles of buildings and everything around us, which is another thing that I just enjoy hearing about. And he does a really nice job with.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Third Street walking tour is coming up June 8th at 1 o'clock, and then another tour will begin at 2:30. That's why we got to keep it to an hour, Phil. That's why we got
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Ziemer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Ziemer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. The threshold change will allow more families to access educational and health resources to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib
just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll see what's happening in the state capitol, the Joint Finance Committee in terms of our tax dollars, and what's worse, handshake or fist bump. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Good morning to Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Albaugh filling in for Pat. He'll be back on Monday along with Parker here at the Civic Media World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Glad to have you along with us across the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock on this TGIF Friday, May 30th, 2025. Make sure you wear them. Probably people saw masks lying around. You might actually want to pull it out and use it if you're a person with asthma or that sort of thing. We have an air quality watch throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. Wildfires in Canada means smoke across the state today. That'll be pushed out later by showers and thunderstorms as it moves from north to south, according to Brittany Merlot. And it'll bring us some rain, maybe some garden variety type of thunderstorms, but nothing on the severe side, looks like. Right now, 61 degrees in Superior, 52 in Green Bay, 54 in Eau Claire, 55 looks like now in Wausau, 54 in La Crosse. Still, it says only, is that right? It says only 48 degrees yet. The old hometown of Richland. No, see, I refreshed it. It's up to 55.
Can't be.
Refresh your screen, Todd. Let's start over. Superior 63. See, Eau Claire now is 63. Green Bay at 59. Richland Center at 55. 57 in La Crosse. 57 as well in Milwaukee. Already up to 59 in Wausau. And Greg Bach, as he always does, has heated things up in Racine. It's 63. 63 right now.
Smoke show over there.
It really is. Stay tuned. Civic Media will continue to update you throughout the day when it comes to weather here across Wisconsin. And we're right on our last hour now of our free Friday Brewers ticket giveaway. You can get entered in to win 4 tickets in the club level seats of AmFam Field next Saturday, June 7th, the first pitch at 6:35 against the San Diego Padres. That's the game we're giving the tickets away for. So if you have to be available for June 7th because you cannot exchange them for a different day. June 7th at 6:35. And as a reminder, the lawyers tell us we have to say this is a statewide contest. Very, very important. So in the statewide contest, download the Civic Media app. That is the only way you can enter. The Civic Media app. Download it for free at your Android or Apple store. The first 11 stations are the News Talk Sports stations. Open one of those up and look over. It says text on the lower right-hand side. Click on that and now text us the word that I'm going to give you. More coffee, Todd. The word this hour, the word for our show up until 9 o'clock, crew, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew, C-R-E-W. Text the word crew right now to the Civic Media app, and you will be eligible to win those 4 tickets to the Brewers on Saturday, June 7th. You could also get a word during Jane and Greg's show, Matt Nair on Air, between 9 and 11. Tom Hartman, who receives his word out in Portland via courier pigeon. He'll have a word for you as well between 11 and 2. We'll have a word for you on our show between 2 and 4, and then Maggie Dawn 4 to 6. You can enter all day long on each and every show. Just be listening for the word of the show. How about that, Parker? Oh, and by the way, we're supposed to tell people for this game we're giving away now, June 7th through the 1st, whatever, I'll say 20,000.
Lawyers don't check us.
Right? Yeah, that's right, exactly. As long as you say statewide contest. They're giving away, this is for real, a Jackson Cheerio jersey, a replica jersey, on that game on June 7th. So get there early, enter the contest, be eligible to win. If you go, not only do you get the 4 free seats, but if you get there early enough, you'll get that replica Jackson Cheerio jersey. The word is crew, C-R-E-W.
You were close. 25,000. First 25,000.
All right. Very, yeah. Thank you. Look at that. Parker's, he's right on it, just like that. Snippity snap. I love it.
I'm trying.
I appreciate it so very much. Couple of headlines for you nationally at this hour. 39 now past the hour of 8 o'clock. As we said, the Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared states of emergency due to a series of wildfires. The blazes, which began on Monday in Saskatchewan, have rapidly expanded in size, prompting the evacuation of more than 18,000 people. Israel has accepted a new ceasefire proposal with Hamas from U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, which includes the release of 10 living hostages and 18 deceased hostages, as well as a 60-day truce. A federal appeals court yesterday paused the Court of International Trade's ruling that President Donald Trump did not have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs using the emergency powers he declared earlier this year. The ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the federal court means Trump can continue to impose tariffs using emergency powers and adds to the confusion and uncertainty about the future of his economic plan. From the world of the wild and wacky, and I would say pretty disturbing, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X, or Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson dubbed it this week, that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. She also included a picture of the man and a copy of the letter. But here's the star asterisk caveat. Investigators now believe the migrant was set up. According to several sources, law enforcement believes that Ramon Morales Reyes, 54, did not write the letter, which was sent to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office and other agencies. Instead, investigators suspect a person who is currently awaiting trial in a robbery and assault case in which Reyes was the victim wrote the letter in an attempt to have him deported. Federal officials who asked for a handwriting sample from Reyes also determined that his handwriting and the threatening letter did not match. I mean, that is just, in my opinion, beyond irresponsible. And for the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, to put this out on X, social media, to hype this up, Fox News, of course, was all over it. And the guy appears to be 100% innocent. In fact, he was the victim of a crime and was set up. Again, a lot of shows on this network have talked about it. We've talked about it on ours. It seems to be that cruelty is the point here. And again, in my opinion, it just goes to show we can believe little, if anything, that comes out of the Trump administration because it's not focused on genuine policy. It's focused on a political agenda, whether it's right or wrong. Remember J.D. Vance, when he was running for vice president, the whole they're eating the dogs and the cats, the Haitian migrant thing that was all made up. He admitted in an interview, you know, hey, if we have to exaggerate or make things up to win, we will. He admitted it on record. So I don't know. That's some of the beyond believable stories. Closer to home, according to WisPolitics.com, our friends over there, this is another headline that I don't quite get. The Trump administration has listed Deep Red Shawnee County alongside Dane County, Madison, and Milwaukee as the Wisconsin communities refusing to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The release late yesterday included no information on why the communities were listed, and attempts to reach Shawnee County were unsuccessful. More than 67% of county voters in November backed Trump, and the county board in 2021 approved a resolution declaring that Northeast Wisconsin's community a Second Amendment sanctuary county. So not only did they not say they were a sanctuary city, they said they were a Second Amendment sanctuary county, meaning that I don't know what the, I guess carry whatever you want. I don't know. The administration's argument included a note that the list will be updated regularly and cautioned, quote, "No one should act on this information without conducting their own evaluation of the information." What? So the administration, basically, it's kind of like Robert F. Kennedy, right? People really shouldn't listen to me about healthcare. They're saying, don't act on this information without conducting your own investigation of the information. Trump signed an executive order requiring the creation of a list identifying states and local jurisdictions that obstruct federal immigration laws. Department of Homeland Security said criteria for inclusion of the list included factors such as, quote, compliance with federal law enforcement, information restrictions, and legal protections for illegal aliens, unquote. The jurisdictions will now receive formal notification of noncompliance. I know Shawnee County pretty well. My dad and stepmom have lived there for 40 years or so. I spent a lot of time up there. It is a very red state. The sheriff up there is a Republican. This is baffling to me. But again, I think it's a great reminder to folks that if you think that you're going to be excluded from Trump's ire, think again. Eventually, it will come to you. So we'll talk more about this in our show this afternoon, but wow, baffling to say the least. 46 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock here on Mornings with Pat. Little Pat is back on Monday. I made a joke earlier about Pat's going to do some goat yoga in the mountains.
Maybe he is.
Not true, as it turns out.
It could be.
Wouldn't it be great if
that
it did?
That could be like a side segue. Yeah. Well, you know what? Graduation right on over.
Right.
Go do some goat yoga.
He's out of town visiting his oldest grandchild, who is graduating high school.
Yeah.
I had my youngest niece's graduation, Isabel, at Eau Claire Memorial last week.
It feels like last year.
Parker, this is why they give me an afternoon show. Because
before 9 o'clock, it's
hopefully
not going
Todd is awake and ready to do a show by 2 o'clock. Oh, good heavens.
He's a night guy.
So, it's that time of year. So, congratulations to Pat's grandson, and hope all goes well. Pat will be back on Monday. A couple of minutes here, Parker, before the break. We'll start this, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. This is kind of your first real day solo because Greg Bach is no longer going to produce this show.
Yeah.
He'll continue to co-host Matt Arenaire with Jane Matt Nair, and we'll occasionally pop into the show. So let's do a little quick addition before the break. Let's get to know Parker.
Oh, boy.
Where are you from, Parker? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from right here. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. Went to La Follette High School. Graduated 2021.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That feels longer than I would have thought. Went to UW-Whitewater, studied journalism, broadcast web and print was the emphasis there, electronic media. Yeah, that's kind of the academic stuff. I don't know. I played tennis in high school. That's what this
played
shirt is.
Tennis, oh, very good.
Yeah, I was on varsity as a freshman. I was decent.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I take a lot of pride in that.
You should. You should. I'm a worse tennis player than I am a golfer, and I'm not a good golfer.
Oh, I'm a decent golfer.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm okay. Let's hit the course sometime.
All right. It'll be very fun. Good. Maybe we'll do a live report of Parker taking on Todd probably kick my posterior, but that's okay. All right, come on back. We'll talk more with Parker and wrap things up here for a Friday. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Albo across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Time for our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. Big shout out to Milltown Coffee, sponsoring this segment. We appreciate our friends over there. Cannot wait to get some of that good coffee from them. Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
I'm doing good.
All right.
We're very excited to talk with you today and have you in. And I want to thank you not only for spending the time with us as you do every Thursday, but when you're able to bring the animals into the studio, it is so exciting and fun for us. We are little kids when it comes to this. I actually realizing we'll get to our pet of the week here first, because I got a lot on this one. Who do we have with us today, Denise?
We have Amaya. She is a 6-year-old female, kind of tortoiseshell looking cat. She is FELV positive. That means she has feline leukemia virus, and it is only transmitted to other cats. humans, not any other animals.
Yeah.
They typically live a long life depending on the stage of their virus or their overall health. And she, Amaya, is an example of cat living its best life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much. Just met her and can already get that impression from her. She's got a really sweet personality.
Yeah.
And like a lot of cats, very curious.
Yes.
Very interested in the world around her.
Yep.
And she is in foster right now?
She's being fostered by our cat room manager, John, but she does spend a lot of time at the shelter, too. She has her own playroom where people can, pick her up and play with her. We just need to make sure that people are educated on what FELV is, and cats can live a long life as long as they're the only cat in the home.
Gotcha.
And, when it comes to that, too, I don't know how this comes across, but when you know you don't have as much time with the animal, and we all kind of understand that agreement we make with animals when we take them into our homes and all that, but this is a little different with the actual knowing of some of this data and everything.
Yes.
I would think that would, certain families out there would be an absolute perfect fit for something like that.
Yeah.
What a gift you're able to give to an animal, to a creature, when you know that it doesn't have that much long, but you're going to give it the greatest life it can have in those times.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that are very educated or they've done research on this virus, and they have animals in the home that just have FELV just because they're aware of it and they want to help the cats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome.
A friend of mine, he got a turtle for his like 13th or 14th birthday or something like that. I'm sorry, not a turtle, a tortoise. He still has it. He's in his 30s now. certain animals and certain people, you don't necessarily know what you're signing up for, and sometimes that time commitment can be a lot and daunting for certain people. So I don't mean to be morbid or anything about it, but just, trying to, my main goal is to help get these animals in the perfect home and their new best friend.
Yes, absolutely.
And to me, I think that's a really good match for somebody out there.
Absolutely, because she's not going to want to go for walks. So she's pretty laid back, although she's running around the studio.
Very curious, right?
Yeah.
That's probably my fault.
Back.
That's probably me.
They all love you, James.
I bring that out of animals. I really
you do.
she's five, so she's also mature. And I think that part is really nice and shows in her, too.
Yeah.
She's able to kind of keep herself busy while also being, comes around you. She's already come around me a couple of times.
Yep. She's independent.
Every cat loves that spot right in front of the ears.
They do.
Right there. You get that spot, you got a new friend, man.
Right.
They really love that.
They keep coming back for more.
When it comes to, again, the FELV, FELV, I personally know a very little bit about that when I was working in shelters, but it's something, too, that it doesn't necessarily take a ton of research to be able to fill up. In fact, when you go onto the website, swchs.com, you guys did a really nice job of putting a link there for people to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a couple of experts on our staff that know a lot about the stuff and the medications and the lifespan and how the different stages of the virus itself. It kind of mimics HIV, the human it's pretty sad, but there are a lot of cats that don't make it, but Amaya is an example of cats that are thriving because she has very faint positives instead of, full on.
Right.
That really good benefits. That's great.
Yeah.
She is a wonderful, wonderful cat, and we cannot wait to get her into a new forever home. Before we wrap up, Denise, I did want to check in and see how things are going over at the shop. Are there any key needs that we can help out with?
We can always use kitten food, like the wet pate or any of the canned foods, and then litter. Litters are hitting because we have several litters of kittens in foster, and they will be coming to the shelter soon.
All right.
We want to help out any way we can with that, of course. And it sounds like it looks like the building's all doing good and everything.
Yep.
That's all taken care of.
It's fantastic. We are moving things around, getting ready for our final, this is what we're going to have in this beautiful establishment and use it instead of moving from room to room.
Excellent. Really nice to hear for you guys. And, of course, the animals and the routine coming a little bit back, normalizing. Probably not a lot of the construction noise helps out a lot, too.
It does. The animals aren't as frantic as they were. And
I'm sure.
Do have big news. Redford got adopted after being on the radio last week. So thank you guys. Yes.
Wonderful
thank you
news.
So much for what you're doing.
Yes. That's
because
a win.
He heard the interview on this radio station. He called in, came to meet him, and picked him up the next day.
That's some
tremendous
best news we're going to hear all day.
Yes, thank you so much. It works.
Really,
really is awesome. That is very, very cool.
I didn't know if she was going to be able to get up on the desk. Yep, I answered that question.
Cats are very nimble.
Yes, they are. I don't even know, as big as that.
I don't think I've ever said this to one of our pets of the week. Please don't try to take my job. I need this job.
Coming to the mic.
There's not a lot of things I can do. I need this job. Please don't take this job from me. She's very good, though. Just a natural on the mic. Yeah. She's very good. Before we wrap up, real quick, Denise, I did also want to mention and encourage people to being a member and that with the Southwick County Humane Society. There's a lot of cool perks that are involved with that. There's a discount on local businesses, a newsletter on life-saving work, and some really cool information. You get a discount with the Humane Society as well.
Correct.
And among all of these things, as great as all of that is, you also know that you are helping out one of the more vital organizations in our community.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can do the memberships over the internet through our website and walking in the door, too. We have paperwork. You can do it through PayPal, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So it's very easy.
Yeah. Encourage you to look into that more, everybody. And you can find out more about that at SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page and so people can see them. And stop by if you want with those items that they need at 3621 64th Street North right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Denise, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having us.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk told CBS Sunday Morning's David Pogue when he thinks SpaceX may be heading to Mars.
Lucky, we've probably got about a 50% chance of sending ships from Earth to Mars at the end of next year, so November, December next year.
Wow. Is that realistic or is that Elon time?
Well, I try to give the 50th percentile. You should expect half the time I'm wrong.
The full interview airs this weekend. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is leading the U.S. delegation in Singapore at a big security conference.
The United States is committed to working with our allies and partners to deter aggression by Communist China in the Indo-Pacific.
Hamas has concerns that an Israeli-backed ceasefire plan does not include a commitment that it would lead to a permanent one.
We don't have a written confirmation yet from Hamas of its final response. But if you look at some of the sticking points that they're talking about, they're very familiar ones.